Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. It is Christmas Eve for football fans, just 24 hours away from the day of the NFL draft. We'll get to the NFL in just a little bit, but have plenty to talk about today. MLB, NBA, NHL, all over the globe talking about sports today. However, we have to start in the Windy City. The Kansas City Royals lose their sixth straight now. This wasn't as close as the score indicates. Three late runs, including a couple of home runs late in this ballgame in the ninth inning. Brandon Moss hitting a home run, as well as Mike Moustakas, both in the ninth inning, gets this thing a little bit closer, but quite frankly, it was over early. Chicago just able to string together some nice innings, no big innings throughout this game for Chicago, but did string together some very nice hits all throughout the game, and were able to get the 10-5 victory yesterday over the Kansas City Royals. Chicago just really outslugged them. However, honestly, we need to look at this thing. There was one play, one occurrence in this game. And you know what? I hate to put it on. You hate to put it in the hands of, no matter what the sport is, you hate to put it in the hands of the officials, of the referees, of the umpires, whatever you want to call them, you hate to put it in their hands. But you have to look back at the second inning last night. You have to look at that balk call. If you missed it, in the second inning with runners on first and second, Danny Duffy was called for a balk, which if you don't know, and the interpretation of the balk is rather loose. Last night I saw it compared to what is a catch in the NFL, and that's very, very true. For a pitcher, you must make a complete stop in your windup for it to be called a correct pitching stance, basically. Duffy apparently didn't do that. The replay was shown multiple times. I saw it. I don't know what happened, why it happened, but it just kind of opened. And it didn't open the floodgates for the offense for Chicago, but it really shook Danny Duffy. And you saw after the game, he had some pointed comments for the umpires and just for the game, not happy with what happened. In his post, he really let things go. You know, you hate to let one thing, and you always hear, don't let it snowball. Don't let one thing snowball. That's really what happened last night. I hate to say that that's what happened last night. We saw offense from this Royals team for the first time. We saw actual offense. We saw a pitcher get shaken early. Dylan Covey for the Chicago White Sox only went four innings, but had 86 pitches. We saw an effective offense last night, a pitch-taking offense, a offense that kind of knew what they were doing. And that was something that we hadn't seen from this Royals team so far. But they could not get the pitching going at all. And that's no fault of Danny Duffy. I think he was just in his own head. I really do. And he said that after the game, he was worried about it the rest of the time. You don't want to redo that and lose momentum, lose courage, lose whatever it is with something like that. You would rather have, and I think a lot of pitchers would say this, they would rather give up a two-run home run than walk in a run or easily give them a run, which is what happened. They got a run, and now they limited the damage. Danny did limit the damage in that second inning, only allowing Chicago to get one run. But as he said, he was in his own head for quite a while in that ball game. But again, the Royals do lose their sixth straight. They fall 10-5 to the Chicago White Sox. Now 7-13. Fear not, Royals fans. We are getting closer. We'll find out what this Royals team really is. They come back in just a couple of days and then play, I believe, 11 of their next 14 at home. So a good chance for Kansas City to get healthy again if they can get a couple of those games in the next couple of days, but really just need to get back home, sleep in their own beds for a little bit, and enjoy a little bit of home cooking. All right, before we get to the NFL, I do want to talk about something that happened last night in St. Louis, and I posted the video on the Facebook page, facebook.com/15forfans. I posted that. Posted a video. It was Chris Coughlin barreling toward home plate, and instead of the normal slide, normal collision, which obviously doesn't happen anymore, Coughlin decides he wants to be Superman and dives over Yadier Molina, and I'm talking clears Yadier Molina. Just absolutely incredible. We hate the Blue Jays. Let's be honest. We do not like the Blue Jays. But wow, was that an incredible move. Again, I posted that on the Facebook page. Do check that out. Top of the page, a nice little video of Chris Coughlin just absolutely making one of the most remarkable plays I've seen in the MLB this year. All right, let's look at playoff action last night in the NBA. Three games last night in the association. It was the Rockets getting game 5 victory, taking care of Oklahoma City. The Thunder going home early in this playoffs. James Harden, 34 points for the Rockets last night, 8 rebounds, 4 assists, and the Rockets win 105-99. Russell Westbrook, 47 points in this ballgame. Russell Westbrook actually outscores his teammates in this game and just makes himself look I'm not a Westbrook fan. You know that. I will post this video. He blocked a shot of his own player. Got the rebound and laid it up. Says it was accidental, that was his own shot. How do you block your own team shot underneath your own basket and then take it up? I don't like Russell Westbrook. You know, sometimes I get on a little bit of a witch hunt with Russell Westbrook, but this one was clearly pretty darn obvious that what Russ was doing, and the Thunder going home early, 105-99 to the Rockets. Game 5 in the Western Conference series between the Spurs and the Grizzlies. It goes to San Antonio. Kawhi Leonard once again was a beast, for the Spurs, 28 points for Kawhi, and San Antonio gets the 116-103 victory over the Grizz. They now have the 3-2 series advantage. And in the final game of the evening, Gordon Hayward and the Utah Jazz put up some nice points and get by the Clippers in this game, 96-92. It was a Joe Johnson shot late in this game that silenced the crowd and really put this thing out of reach for the Los Angeles Clippers. LA, without Blake Griffin, of course, is going to really struggle and may be headed home in this round after Utah gets the decisive Game 5 victory. Anytime you win a Game 5, you are in a very, very nice spot. So again, Utah with the 96-92 victory over the LA Clippers, now leading that series, three games to two. No games in the NHL playoffs last night, an off night for all of the NHL. Two games tonight, however, on the ice. It is the Predators and the Blues starting their second round series, Nashville and St. Louis. This was a very tight season series between the Preds and the Blues, so this one should be a lot of fun. That is 7 o'clock start on NBC Sports between the Predators and the Blues. The other game tonight, it is the Edmonton Oilers taking on Anaheim. This one should be fun as well. The Ducks, however, led this series in the regular season and put up some big numbers in a couple of games. But again, it is Ducks and Oilers tonight, 9:30 on NBC Sports Network. Game ones, both in the Western Conference, both second round game ones. Predators Blues at 7 and Oilers Ducks at 9:30. Some quick news from the NFL. As we said earlier, we are getting close to the NFL draft. However, one team already made a big time move, and that was in the trade market, technically the trade market. Marshawn Lynch, who, again, was technically part of the Seattle Seahawks, has now become a Los Angeles, Anaheim, Oakland, Las Vegas Raiders member. He is now a running back for the Raiders, signed a 2-year deal with the Raiders pending a physical, which who knows with him. I don't expect that to be anything of news, but they will have that physical this afternoon for Marshawn Lynch. Looking up at the TV and saw Russell Westbrook, but again, potentially going to be a member of the Las Vegas Raiders. Marshawn Lynch could shake the AFC West big time. Your pitching matchup tonight for the Royals, they get back at it for another game against Chicago. They send on to Bill, hoping for maybe a little bit better outing than he's seen in the last couple of games. He takes on Chicago tonight for the just trying to get off this snide. Let's just be honest, just trying to get off of whatever they're facing right now. So we'll see if they can do that. Again, a 7 o'clock start tonight. This is an afternoon game. I apologize. The 1:10 start for the Royals and White Sox, that this afternoon, a matinee game for the Royals for Boys in Blue. And then, of course, games tonight in both the Association and the NHL. So plenty to talk about, plenty to watch tonight, all day today. And then, of course, the NFL draft tomorrow. That takes – I've got to be honest, that will take precedence over the majority of the show tomorrow. Still up in the air. I and a lot of teams. This isn't just the Chiefs. I think there are a lot of teams that still don't precisely know where they are going to go. I think that number one pick is locked up, but again, it's Cleveland, so who the hell knows? They may change their mind 57 times. Look for a lot of trades. I think a lot of trades will happen in that first round of the NFL draft. Trade up, trade down, get picks. The Chiefs have a ton of picks, so you may see them move up in this NFL draft if they are willing to trade a few of those picks to get a, you know, a quarterback, a running back, whatever it may be, a player of necessity. I think the Chiefs have that option to trade a whole lot of players, a whole lot of picks to get their whoever their star is right now on the board, Deshaun Watson. If they are able to do that, they would have to trade up big time, and I think they would have to mortgage a lot of their draft picks. They do have a ton, however, in this year's draft. We'll talk more about the NFL draft and much, much more on tomorrow's show. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great day. We will see you back here tomorrow. We'll take a look at the NFL draft, plus, of course, the NBA and NHL playoffs. And if we have time and they actually have some sort of competitive nature tonight, we'll talk about Royals as well. As for today, Jeff Ford signing off. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow for a brand new edition of 15 Minutes with Fan.